Okay, I'm here at Dick Stock with NWO. Hi guys, how you doing?
Yeah,
hey. Right, you just played a great set.
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to introduce yourselves and what you do in the band?
Well, I'm Liam, I play lead guitar and be awesome.
Hi, I'm Luke, I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist.
I'm Alex, play the drums.
I'm Elliot, I play bass and I give out our lead singer's phone numbers to hot girls.
That's a pretty good introduction. Well done, nice. Well, first thing, I'm going to start with NWO, the name. What's it stand for?
Nothing.
It doesn't. There's several different meanings if everybody wants to make up one.
Okay. Make one yourself, there you go.
Okay, people are telling me it's New World Order.
That's what it was. It was.
And then we found out it was a wrestling federation.
And a black rapper is like no one's heard of. I saw on MySpace.
So, NWO, whatever you want to make of it.
Yeah. You can call us what you want.
How long have you been together?
That's a good question.
Properly about a year.
How many?
About a year. Just
okay. So, in that year, how many songs have you written yourselves?
About
8.
Yeah,
but we dropped one.
Probably 8.
Nine.
All your own stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who writes the words?
I'm usually the one who always writes the words. So.
Okay. What are they about? Because I couldn't quite catch them.
Well, usually, they're about
unicorns.
Quite a lot of the time, they're about different relationships I've had with girls and that haven't gone well and stuff. And then creatures about people camping out in the woods and
getting horrifically murdered
by a strange creature
named Michael.
That's pretty prog rock.
Bill Gates.
Seen that?
Okay, bass man.
Yes.
Influences.
What, as a bass player? Or
yeah, it's a bass player.
I just sort of look at other bassists. The guy from Paramore, Jeremy Davis, is quite a big inspiration because I like the way he looks. I think he's pretty cool.
Okay.
Not in a homosexual way, don't get me wrong.
How about band-wise? You know, music, what do you listen to?
It's weird because we all listen to quite heavy stuff. Like really heavy, like metal and screamo and stuff.
Alexandria.
Yeah, bands like Asking Alexandria.
How about you?
As a guitarist, it's probably like Jake Pitts from Black Veil Brides. But as bands, like influences more like Young Guns and obviously Black Veil Brides. And Death of Anna and stuff like that.
What's the heaviest stuff you listen to?
Asking Alexandria, probably.
Alexandria.
I've listened to that and I like it, but it's a bit. Sometimes it's
we're never going to play it.
No,
we just like listening to it.
Because I wouldn't do that.
So can you give us an example of your favourite screamo song right now here?
No.
I like Death to All But
One Last Time. Me and Alex are more like the
Led Zeppelin.
Bon Jovi types.
Well,
and
there's us who just like are like shoot yourself in the face because we're cool.
Sit down, take your time for me.
Right, Mr. Drum Man. Okay, a lot of people say that drummers aren't musicians. Is this true?
Obviously not.
Without Alex, we'd suck.
I mean, seriously, do they take you seriously?
We do.
What, the band or the
yeah,
people?
Yeah, the band.
Do you take me seriously?
I personally love Alex.
Okay, Liam doesn't know the rest of you.
Okay.
So well, we have called you Malin for the last year.
Which is annoying because
he's even got red shoes with the letter M on them.
So God, you didn't put that on the interview, please.
So how much input do you get into writing the songs, the actual music itself?
Obviously all the drum stuff is written by me.
It's funny because we argue more than
And then we all put our own bit in, and Liam writes quite a few of the riffs.
Yeah, because I'm like clearly like one of the best in the band. I do write quite a bit, but yeah.
Does it start with you? Do you write a rhythm?
Exactly.
About 80% of it does, and then we'll bring it, and then it'll just mould into what you hear.
Sometimes me and Liam would go into like, say I'd go
what's that? Go into my bedroom.
We're going to Liam's bedroom and probably write the lyrics over the guitar.
Hold hands, but
and then we're going to the band, like into the. we're going to the, what would they call it? Like practice session.
Going to the studio.
Rehearsal studio. A bit.
That's quite where you put it anyway. And then we'd like go together like that, and then Alex would come up with a drum beat, and then Elliot would come up with a bass riff.
What's the dream?
The dream is to be really big.
How
big?
Perhaps as big as Muse, even bigger.
Big as the universe.
No. So huge.
As big as my dick, basically.
So you're gonna ride on the coattails of Rude Tiger until they get famous?
Pardon?
You're gonna ride on the coattails of Rude Tiger until they get famous.
Rude Tiger love us, we love Rude Tiger.
Yeah,
we're like their younger brothers, basically.
It's nice to have a bigger, more established band, like
sort of like helping us carry us through as well until, because we're only 15 and they're 26 or 20 whatever. So,
if anybody wants to get hold of you, how do they find you?
We are giving out Lucas' number quite a lot, so you're probably able to get it that way.
Facebook, pretty much. Just Facebook us and we'll get back to you, because we're sad and just sit on Facebook on our own page.
Okay. Well, I don't. Me and Alex aren't as sad as these two.
No.
If you add us on Facebook, I'll pretty much immediately accept you and we'll start talking. So.
He's on Facebook.
On his phone, on the go, it's sad.
What about music to buy or download? Have you got any of that ready yet?
We've got CDs for sale, £2 each, if you ever see us live.
£3 each
if you ever see us live.
They've gone up because there are people here.
Special discount.
No, you can't download off the internet, can you?
Because we're not very intelligent at internet things.
Well, no, I could, but I don't see why, if we're selling them, why would we give it away for free?
No, you had a question, didn't you?
No.
If you want to ask anything, we'll answer.
You said, you won't bite.
No, I didn't hear it.
That's a vampire.
My name's Edward Cullen, I bite you.
Yummy, yummy. Ah. No, honestly, we're happy to answer anything.
Oh, I've got a swan.
No. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, what'd you say to that?
Oh, actually, yeah.
I agree with that statement.
That's quite a good thing to think about, because I mean, a couple of you got girlfriends and all that, yeah? Well, but there are lots of screaming girls already looking at you going, ah. But generally, how
I'm the one in a stable girls. Relationship.
Current girlfriend actually met at a gig. So, that's quite good. So it's quite annoying when you see hot girls. You're like, yeah, there's like that.
So that's it, you're done. You're
I'm
done.
All right, I'm pretty quiet.
I am indeed free, but I'm in the back, so girls don't normally see me. So.
Oh, you're free, are you? Not for me, obviously, but for the screaming girls.
I'm not really a relationship type person, really.
Perfect. All right, guys, thanks very much.
We're NWO, you're listening to Phonic FM,
because it's awesome.
Okay.
Because we're rubbish at this.
We'll do that again so you don't sound like cavemen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We're from NWO!
Oh, my God.
We're NWO, you're listening to Phonic FM!
Where life is loud.